Good morning, K-Man. It's Dr. Doug on the Gold Breakfast Show. Dr. Doug is not a real doctor.
The brand new Miss Cayman Islands Universe. We've got her. Miss Ilian Powery is in the house. Good morning and welcome. How do you feel when you hear someone on the radio saying, here is the new Miss Universe Cayman Islands? How? Yes. I mean, what are you thinking? What's going through your mind when you hear that?
Yes. Good morning, Cayman. Good morning, Doug. I'm just like, it's still surreal to me. It's still like the word that I used that night are the words, this is wild. Yeah. Like if you ask any of my village members, they were like, oh yeah, this is wild. And they were like, okay, we get it. It's wild. Like I said it so much. Like it's such a surreal feeling. Like even though I prepared for it mentally, it's nothing like until you get it.
Right.
I'm
going to play a quick little clip. This is Saturday night at the Westin, and I want to ask you at this exact moment when this all went down, what you were thinking, because I've asked this before with past queens. They all are similar to what you said. When this is wild, you feel like you're numb.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember Mariah saying, it just is like a dream.
A dream, yes.
You're walking around in slow motion, and Nika Conley said, and these other girls were like, man, it's just like, I can't describe it, but it doesn't feel real.
That's it.
Is that how you're
feeling? That's it, exactly. This isn't real. This is a dream. It feels fake. It feels like numbness, like I don't even, there's so many adjectives, like it's like it's a surreal
feeling. Here we go. The person whose name we do not call will be our first runner-up, and if for any reason Miss Cayman Islands Universe cannot fulfill her duty.
And by the way, all I can think of at this point is Steve Harvey when he picked the wrong winner, remember?
Oh my goodness.
Right? Oh,
yes.
That'd be a nightmare.
No one ever forgets that.
Right, no one does. So you're a Miss Cayman and people are watching worldwide, all of a sudden you get the wrong one, but hold on.
The first runner-up will be asked to serve
this
instead.
So I want to ask you what you were thinking right about now. Hold on.
Cayman Islands.
Was crazy. What were you thinking in your mind right at that point? I saw you do a Skype point. I gotta give you props. I told you. I saw it. So what did you think?
Yeah, I just felt like I tried to remember not to cry. Like I wanted to cry, but then I didn't want to cry because I saw how I had cried earlier and my makeup was completely ruined. And I was like, you're gonna look like a clown if you cry. So I had to tell, like I really had to keep composed, but the tears did flow. I covered my mouth immediately. I'm sure you saw probably a photo of that as well. But I just immediately like, wow, like this is real. I knew it, but I didn't know it, but I knew it until that moment.
Right.
Like officially,
and then you're going through the motions. You're probably taking pictures with sponsors and everything on stage I've been a part of this. It's 45 minutes of pictures afterwards.
They couldn't get me off the stage. Like David Goddard was like, we need to go.
Right, exactly. The Westins need to wrap things up here. Well, you guys gotta go home. And everyone was wanting to take pictures of you. We talked a little bit about you, you know, when you came on in before. I remember having you in. You were part of the volleyball team as well. And I think that you said something that stuck with me too, how you played on all these major tournaments. You've traveled the world, haven't you?
Yes, I've been to several countries for sure, over 15, to compete for the Cayman Islands. So, you know, no stranger to competing and representing these islands.
Right.
And thankful that I get to continue and transfer this into another platform, which will, you know, extend that opportunity to reach different markets.
I think that's going to help in Miss Universe.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you've been to these other places in competition with volleyball.
Right.
You've been to these other jurisdictions and able to share the story of the Cayman Islands and the great story that we have.
Yes.
That helps you, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm always meeting new people when I travel, and that's going to be the same thing in this role. And, you know, just having to take that leadership and being the strong and, you know, what I stand for when I go anywhere. So this is going to be so transferable. Like, it feels already natural to me anyway, but, you know, always room for growth. So, of course, this is going to be a whole different type of people that I meet. I'm not going to be around athletes, you know, but, you know, it's still a matter of connecting and being able to just, you know, be personable and relatable with people. And, Showcase came on. So that's been what I've been doing.
What's
for
your
years.
Hopes and plans now for this upcoming year? You know, it's crazy because, you know, Miss Cayman Islands, it will be at everything from the agriculture show to baby contest, everything. We used to joke about it's the opening of a letter. Here comes Miss Cayman. You're going to be out and about. Are you excited about that?
Yes, definitely. I was saying on the other shows as well that there's things that I want to accomplish throughout the year.
And what's that?
Definitely one is going to every single school in the Cayman Islands. So all three islands, as we are three, I want to go to every single school and visit and speak to the children about the different aspects of who I am. So, you know, being the queen, being a national athlete, about being an entrepreneur, and of course our platform United Against Bullying as well. So many different things that I want to be able to tap into, even if it's for like an hour with a school and just tapping into those different segments, breaking it down, and onto the next school
we go. You're so real and down to earth. The kids are going to love you. I promise you. I swear they are. You know, you've been a part now. The Powery name, we talked about this off the air, and I told you about this one of your visits when you came. I spent some time, I think it's your great uncle, right? Abel Powery?
Yes,
Abel, which is, I was supposed to be there 20 minutes and I was there for 2 hours sitting in his house talking to that man.
Yes.
He's a legend.
Yes.
And that Powery name, and he got 8-9 kids over there. Now, you actually, from what I hear, is it your grandparent or great-grandparents? You're the youngest of how many grandchildren?
26. Yes, so Ella and Jude Powery.
What's up with the Poweries cranking the babies out? Hey, I'm telling you what, it's like a baby machine. Because, you know, Abel talked about 8, 9, 10 kids at that house. Next door, he said, my brother had how many kids? Up the street? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm glad we're keeping this tradition and the word alive.
Yeah. Like, hey, the Powery name of the Cayman Lions ain't going anywhere.
Yes, hope not.
I love that. Yes. By the way, another quick thought is I'm looking at the crown there. The crown is so amazing. Yes. That's an epic crown. And I'm telling you what, they gotta use one of the big ass crowns for the Miss Universe. Mm-hmm. That chintzy little one at the Miss Universe. I think these are better, man. You
this
all blinged
is huge.
Out. Is it heavy?
It's not as heavy as it looks. It can be a little deceptive. It's not as heavy as it looks. Uh-huh. But like physically, of course, as you look at it, it's like, wow, her head must be feeling it. Like my neck must be tight.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's not as heavy as it looks.
Well, hey, God bless you. And seriously,
yes, God bless you too.
And I'll tell you what, on behalf of all of us, way to go. We're excited about this year ahead. The future is very bright for the Miss Cayman Islands, Miss mm-hmm. Universe Cayman Islands. And we hope to have you back on.
Yes, definitely.
On a regular basis like we have with all the other queens. Miss Kalitaisha, in the last about minute or so that we got here, tell us real quick, as you're looking back now in files in your head, man, it's been a lot of work in putting together your first one. What's your thoughts on this year, and what do you think about this young lady that's wearing the crown?
Well, I think it was fabulous. Absolutely. It was a lot of firsts for this year. First for me, obviously. First for us being streamed on Miss Universe platform live. 40-something thousand views, which was amazing.
Yeah.
We had about 500 people in the ballroom. That night, 400 were there for Ileanne Powery.
You brought the support crew out.
Yeah, so definitely she was a crowd favorite. She was a front runner. She came to win. And I think that that's the whole thing, that's a message that she can also give to young people as well. When you put your mind to something, you just stay focused and you keep it moving. And I'm just excited about the sisterhood. I'm excited about the love that the sisters had for each other during this pageant journey. I love all of that. So
great.
All of those things, I think, are things that I would love to see continued, that we support our young people, that, you know, that we're not fighting, that we're loving on each other. And one's going to emerge the queen, one's going to emerge the number one spot, but every single one of us have a space and we're all leaders.
Hey, I'll tell you, doors are going to open for all five of these ladies. We talked about this. I'm not blowing smoke. All five of these ladies have a bright future.
Our first runner-up was Sidonie Barrett. Right. It's not at that,
yep.
And our second runner-up was Tracy Campbell.
Awesome.
And you know, they had a host of other prizes and awards, and so I'm just excited about Ileanne's journey.
Hey, by the way, congrats. She also won People's Choice Awards from Cayman Covers.
Ileanne,
much love. So more people voted for her as well, man.
Best in gown, best in swimwear.
Your gown was on
best
fire.
Best interview, People's Choice, crowd favorite, social media impact. I mean,
perfect.
You know, cleaned up. You know what I mean?
In final seconds, Ms. Tyson, do you have a date for the next one yet?
Listen, you know what? I was saying that there's like three stages to this whole pageantry thing. The first one is the journey to the crown, getting the crown. The second one is the journey to Miss Universe crown. And the third one is looking for another girl.
Yeah, that's right.
So right now we're a little focused on getting Ileanne ready for Universe and then to do things locally. And then we're on a quest for the new girl. So be on the lookout next year, early January, February. We're going to be putting that word out there. She's going to make the rounds to all the schools. So if you ever thought that this could be you, it could be you.
Sign up.
Definitely.
Hey, way to go, by the way. Ileanne Powery, the new 2023 Miss Universe Cayman Islands. Congrats on behalf of all of us, and way to go. We'll see you soon, my lady.
Thank you so much.